Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jensen. It's the 1st of May, and I'm feeling even colder now saying that out loud, because it's May, isn't it? So May, you always think it's going to be warm, but it's actually quite chilly. That and the fact that I've just sat in a cafe for a couple of hours and had a rather enjoyable morning with one of Henry's old teachers. So yes, it was a lot of fun, and I had a scrambled egg on toast for my breakfast because I fancied it. Obviously, then all the blood goes to the stomach, so now I'm cold. But no, it is actually quite cold today. Just walking home to do a few more bits and bobs for the Friday, sort of preparing for the weekend, a bit of tidying, that sort of thing that got left the rest of the week. Also, my daughter's class got a cake sale today, so I've picked up something at the shop just in case I don't feel like baking, but otherwise I should probably make my brownies or something, just because they're easy. what else? I should really try and do something else for a quick and easy thing for a cake sale. But I'm really, really tired today, so I wasn't sure yet whether I could be bothered to do any baking, because it's been such a busy week. So yesterday went quite well, even though it's a bit of a squeeze to get the kids from the mad science to dance. It's going to be interesting next week, they really enjoyed mad science. Really tell me what they've learned, but they could tell me all the experiments and what they've done, so that's sort of the stage that Amelia seems to be at right now. So she can tell you what she's done, but she's not really quite tweaked why she's done it and what she's learned from it. So, but quite usefully, the mad science people put a little card in a book bag, so to say, right, and today we've done, so apparently they did the sense of taste, and they did some experiments around that, so that's really cool, and that's also something we can try at home, so they can do a bit more of that. That sounds really good. And they both said that they enjoyed it and it was fun, so that's the main thing. What else? Oh, Paul Armani will be interested in this. I had an email earlier that our caterpillars have been dispatched, so we'll be getting, I'll probably turn up after the bank holiday weekend now, we'll be getting our little tub of caterpillars, we'll see what they're like this time. See what we get, who we get. What else? Oh yes, just arrived home and surveying the drive. Yeah, some plants I need to rescue before we have work done here. But it's too cold. It needs to warm up a bit before I do any gardening. Big thank you to Graham Black 73 Cat for his advice with the dishwasher. So we're thinking about getting the repairman in, but I've had a look again. When I looked before, I couldn't really see any sort of cheaper models that I like the look of, but sort of the brands that I like, Bosch, Siemens, etc., I've seen that they've got some more reasonably priced ones now, so might just so I'm thinking now before spending money on a just for someone to have a look, put that money towards a new machine, because ours is quite old, and we do live in an area with very, very hard water, so maybe we just can't get as much service out of a machine as other people can, so it's a real shame, but and then who knows, a new machine might be even more economical again, so Yeah. So yeah, thanks Graham for all your advice and tips. So that's another thing. I've got a short list. I've just got to decide which one I'm going to go for, because it's always annoying when, you know, all the comments are good and there's just the one. And then another one that says, oh, it doesn't work. And it's kind of, what if I get a dud? So I'd rather find one where everybody says at least it works. So that's one thing I'm going to do over the weekend, so that then next week I can book one. So buy one, rather. Book and buy, whatever. Anyway, so a long weekend coming, definitely looking forward to that. It's going to be fairly busy, but should be good, and I'm looking forward to relaxing a bit, so that'd be nice. And I hope everyone, well, in the UK, you'll hopefully have a bank holiday weekend as well, so enjoy the long weekend. Hopefully it'll get a bit warmer. And everyone else, have a lovely weekend anyway. See, in Germany they've got a long weekend as well, because they get the 1st of May off, because it's 1st of May, what's that again? Is that Tag der Arbeit? No, yes, yeah, so yeah, since that's Friday they get a long weekend as well, so there we are. Anyway, because that's one of the things that I find it always difficult to explain to my parents, because they always think we get the same holidays and we don't, especially round about May time, because in the UK they have the first Monday and the last Monday in May off, and it doesn't matter, it's got nothing to do with any particular day. So it's got nothing to do with the 1st of May, which the Germans have got off. It's got nothing to do with Whitsun, which the Germans have off. So, because of course Whitsun could be in June as well. So it's a little confusing. Right, I'm going now. Have a good weekend, everyone, and speak to you all again soon. Bye for now. Oh, and a final note to Omani blog. The caterpillar's already here. Just gone in the house, and looks like Simon's already rescued them. They're here, ready to go. So I'm going to open up the box and then see what we got this year. So there we are, first day. Right, so I'll do a separate boo about that later. Right, thanks again, and bye for now. And on a very final note, because I can, just to let you know, I did make brownies today, because I thought, well, why not? And it turns out I had exactly the right ingredients left for the smaller batch. They were very popular again. So they went before the children even emerged, because the cake stall always gets set up first, and then the parents come and they always already buy stuff before they pick up their kids. And that's when the brownies went. There weren't that many, it was worth making them then. And on that final note, I shall finally wish you a great weekend, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.